Say something. Why aren't you talking? Go. It's your turn.
I was going to do this podcast in silence.
Oh, is it 'cause in memoriam?
Nope.
No, it's not like a 30 seconds of silence for the dead.
It was going to be 30 minutes of silence.
Oh.
Straight, with nothing else happening. Occasionally the guitar would come in and play at random points.
It would just fade in here and there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You would hear me breathing.
Right.
You would continuously prompt me, like, what are you doing? Why are you talking? And I would just sit silently.
For 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And at the end I would go, episode 5. And then that would be it. And it'd be done. I think you have to embrace your, if you're going to become part cyborg, you show people, make it noticeable. Because I think one of the coolest things about being a cyborg would be the fact that people would know. I mean, why would you hide it? You would lift stuff and you would make lots of little servo noises.
Right.
Yeah. Remember RoboCop? Every move that guy made was a servo noise.
Yeah, like why couldn't they have just oiled him a little
bit? Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Even he would blink. It's retarded.
Wait, I don't think he blinked.
No, I don't think so. It's, you caught me. I lied. But, you know, everything about that guy, like his toe movements, his fingers, that it was clearly a man in a suit. You know, like, if you had to build a robot, why would the robot have to have the exact size of a human? Like, why would it have to have a torso that was the same size? Why would he have to have, like, a human groin region design?
I always assumed he had a massive robotic of some sort.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be really useful. It's fighting crime and then, you know, just robotically just destroying women on the side. You see the way he fires that gun. I mean, he could not have been that gentle of a lover, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think that was it, though. Yeah. That was not a gun.
Oh, that was it? Yeah. That was his robotic man piece, was his automatic weapon. We had 2 feet of snow in New York
City. I wasn't impressed, actually. I feel like we've gotten more. I think we were prepared for this one.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone saw it coming. Whereas you get some of those snowstorms where it's like, it's going to snow this weekend, and then it's just like, whoosh. This
right.
Is like,
I think last year was like that, right?
Yeah.
And last February, they were like, we'll get an inch of snow, and then there was like 2 feet.
And everyone freaks out because everyone thought, and then everyone immediately goes to the grocery stores. Even though they have plenty of food to get them by, they need to go and get more cans of food.
Yeah.
Because it's going to probably, they're going to be holed up for a week.
Right. In snow. Yeah. Which in, it would have to, for most of the people in this area, it would have to snow 6-7 feet before it would actually even begin to be a problem. And that's begin, as in it would take an effort to open the door.
Right.
But, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me why people freak out. They will take all the water from stores and keep it like in their basements. But snow is made of water. You know, like worst case scenario, boil the water outside your door that's keeping you inside. Or, you know, I understand why you would be scared of snow if you crashed your plane into a mountain. Snow is scary.
Less snow, more isolation and cannibalism.
Yes, big problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would understand if it snowed, you know, 30 feet.
Right.
Scary.
I have these sort of situations where, like I really want to get stranded on a desert island. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yeah, I really love that. Not in here.
No, you just mentioned it to me. I thought it was strange.
Right. Actually, there are certain really, like, you know, awful situations that I kind of wish I could experience. And this is probably jinxing me. But since I really want it, it's probably anti-jinxing. Anyway, but I also really want to have my house buried under snow so that I can crawl and make a tunnel out. Much like in, like an avalanche in a cartoon where they get trapped, or there was an episode of Perfect Strangers, I think, as well, where they get trapped in a log cabin.
Nice.
And, and they, and they're in snow. I think I might be wrong, but this comes up a lot. And you then inevitably, whoever's inside is, you know, has to crawl and make a snow tunnel right. out. That sounds great to me. Like it just that sounds like the most fun thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one thing to want that in the sense of it being fun.
Right.
It's another thing to wake up tomorrow morning and you're...
And it's true.
Yeah, and it's true. And you're like, great, now I have to dig for survival.
No, granted, I'm sure I would get to the desert island or the snow, you know, avalanche. Be like, oh, that's... Okay, no. This is
I imagine your whole deserted island thing would be, like, cool for about 2 seconds.
Right.
And then you'd be like, I'm screwed. No food, you know.
And, of course, in the desert island movies, they never show you that a lion lives on the island.
Right.
And it would probably immediately kill you.
Yes, immediately.
So you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't even get a chance to do all those, the cool survival things, like catch fish with a spear and, you know, and crack open coconuts.
Right.
You would be like, oh, that's a coconut. And immediately would get mauled by a tiger.
Right. I think your problem is you just need to go fishing. One, just go fishing. And two, I'll buy you a coconut and a rock. And you could just crack it open and you've
I want to, like, you know, break it open on a spear.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go get a plank of wood. We'll cut it down a little bit, sharpen it. And we'll literally have fulfilled one of your life's dreams. I mean, if it were that easy to fulfill life's dreams for everyone else. You just want to spear a coconut. I mean, that's pretty much it. And
yeah.
So that's...
I do.
That's totally doable. The Tom Sizemore's porn site thing.
Yeah, I think I was a few, weeks or months late on
that. Oh, no, you're like a year behind.
A year.
I feel like this is news that's been... Oh, it's been everywhere.
That's unfortunate. I hate being the... Because you don't want to be the guy who's like, holy crap, did you see, you know... Tom Sizemore has a porn site, right. Or holy crap, you know, Google does maps.
Oh god.
And then yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, and someone when they're telling you kind of have to pretend you didn't know about
right.
it or tell them that they're an idiot.
Right.
So I was just be that guy with Tom Sizemore's porn site. Though I bet you there's plenty of people who don't know.
Oh,
Tom
I'm sure
Sizemore
of it. I mean,
has a porn site.
I think plenty of people don't even know who Tom Sizemore is.
Yeah.
I think that he started a porn site after the whole fake porno stole. He had the, you know, I mean, obviously everybody knows about the Paris Hilton thing, and the most famous one, I guess, is more like the Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee thing, where, you know, they record this just piss poor porn tape. You know, I think that the problem with this whole thing to begin with is that if people, even people who are famous are normal people,
right?
And if they record themselves having sex, chances are you don't want to watch it. Because it's right. just, it's not what you think it's going to be. You know, people are like, oh, Paris Hilton has a sex tape. Everybody's got to get their hands on it. And...
Well, yeah. Well, it's also worth noting that no one knew her name before the sex tape came out.
Well,
Which is even more interesting.
I felt like she was a little popular.
She was just, you know, by birth.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, but you expect, oh, it's going to be fantastic. And then you look at it and you're like, that's just a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, like, ugh. And yeah, you know,
just normal.
Me. Ugh.
Yeah, it was kind
of
yeah.
So yeah, it's one of those things where a long time ago, a while back at least, Tom Sizemore claimed that someone had broken into his house and stolen his secret personal recordings of him having sex with just countless numbers of disgusting women, and he was like, you know, it's mine, it's secret, I want it back, you know, blah blah blah. And then it gets on the internet, and I mean, it's clearly he did this and released it. Like, it's he's holding the camera, he points it at his face, he's fully dressed. Hello, I'm Tom Sizemore, you're about to watch me bang right. women, and here it goes. And then he does it, and it's, no one does that for themselves. You know, like, I like doing voices,
right.
and I like doing impressions, and I like hamming it up. But I would never record a sex tape and go, hello, this is Garrett Murray. You're about to see me bang somebody. It's going to be hot. Stick around. You know, that's ridiculous.
Stick around. Well, if you said stick around, and if you actually say it's going to be hot.
Secret tape. Oh, and he says, stick around.
Yeah, and he's, then what was there, an ad? I mean, I don't even get it. And then I assume that they're all just basically choreographed pornographies.
Yeah, effectively. Except, I mean he's just a disgusting, you know,
old man.
Well, yeah, and he's also, like, you know, an alcoholic and clearly a drug addict, and the kinds of people he's with. I mean, they show you know, they show random clips of just the women, not in sexual situations, but just in, like, these are women who are featured in this movie. And it's just, like, it's face after face where ugh, like, why would I want to watch this? First of all, you got Tom Sizemore on one side. Not an attractive guy.
No. Nope.
Not a guy you would ever want to see naked.
Right. Though, I mean, to be honest, the man usually isn't the you know, the
That's true. That's true.
Well, certainly if it's Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, and then you've got, at least if there's some sort of, you know, matrix of really attractive women who he's getting matched up with, and you can kind of ignore, then maybe, but it's just like shovel face, barrel chest, baloney, you know, like, it's not right.
That's awful. You were referred to butterfly kisses, but what does that even mean?
What do you mean?
Does that mean butterflies, like literally bugs kissing?
No, there's a bunch of different little kisses that kids do. You know, there's regular kissing, which is lips.
Lips, I get that, yeah.
There's Eskimo kissing, which is when you rub your noses together.
What?
I think it's because Eskimos don't have lips.
Oh, they don't?
No.
They're just teeth.
They don't speak our language, first of all. They spear everything. They live in igloos, and all they have is a nose on their head.
They eat blubber.
They eat blubber. Just raw, right off the whale.
Right.
Whales, ugh. But, yeah, so that's the Eskimo kiss. It's just nose to nose. And then there's the butterfly kiss, which is with the eyelids.
You know, I don't understand what do you mean?
You put your eyelids on someone's like cheek, you know, your eyelashes,
right.
And you blink so that the eyelashes move on the cheek. It's like a butterfly. Well, I can show you what it's.
Whoa! Hey.
What? All right. Fine. You don't want to see it. Hey,
you just put your face on my face.
Well, that's the offer. You want to see what a butterfly kiss is? I gotta.
All
show
right.
You.
All right. Let's just try it real quick.
All right.
Real quick. Oh, that's weird.
No, it is weird. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I kind of liked it.
Well, that was French kissing. Had always enjoyed the idea of prank phone calls.
Phone calls.
Yeah, phony. And I really wanted to do them, but I was too scared to really. I did one time where I called a lawnmower repair center, and the guy immediately called the cops. They retraced the call and they showed up at my house. It was like I was 8. I mean the guy immediately, like, I called and he was like, you know,
it's like worst case scenario.
Yeah, it was like ABC lawnmower repair, and I was like, yeah, you have lawnmowers? And he was like, click. And then 15 minutes later, cops showed up at my house. And
I was like, really? Yeah. Wow.
And they were like, don't ever do that again. And I was like, wait, yes, sir.
Don't call.
Yeah, don't prank phone calls.
Because you didn't even say anything.
Well, I'm sure I actually said, but it was, you know, I was like 8. So, like, right. Whatever it was probably something like, do you have poopy mowers? Can you mow my poopy? Bye. You know?
Hopefully your jokes were somewhat more advanced at 8. But
yeah, no, still, most of the time when I call people, that's still what I say. You have poopy? I like poopy.
So how was your dinner the other night?
Oh, the Valentine's Day dinner?
Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah. It was at City Crab in New York City. It's not a romantic place. It's not even
it's probably the least romantic place you could possibly go. Because I've been there before. I liked it.
Really? And it's kind of silly because we went because a long time ago, Katya said she had gone and she wanted to go again. And then for our anniversary, like a while back, I made reservations at multiple restaurants like Blue Water Grill and City Crab and I forget where else. And then it just so happened that due to busyness or whatever, we had to end up canceling all of them except the Blue Water Grill one. And so I was
you were going to go to all four?
Well, in different times, like different days.
Oh, you're like not a 4-day anniversary spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. Like just, I think there were 3 because it was the 3-year or something like that.
Oh, wow, that's quite a project.
Yeah. So, but it just so happened that we ended up canceling 2 of them, and so we went to Blue Water Grill, which was great. And then, so a few months ago, I made a reservation for Valentine's Day at City Crab, but I had no idea that it was not at all a quieter restaurant. I had no idea what it was like at all. So a week or two before Valentine's Day, when Katya was like, hey, so where are we going for Valentine's Day, jokingly I was like, oh, City Crab. And she was like, oh, did you make reservations? Oh, that's so sweet. And I was all, you know, and then she was like, but wait, why is City Crab? It's not at all romantic. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. You said you wanted to go. And
crabs are red. And they look like hearts with large claws.
True. Very true. And that was my reason. Sort
of, and there, which are almost like, follow me here, claws pinch, much like arrows sting.
True.
Cupid.
Right. City Cupid.
Crabs. Yeah, crabs are basically like little cupids.
Right.
Pinching things, causing love.
Like, I like that.
I'm going to stop there. But like in the water, they almost look like they're flying.
Right, true.
I think I've got something.
Yeah, I definitely think so. That sounds like Greek history to me.
It's at least a t-shirt.
Definitely. So we went and it was expensive.
Very expensive.
And
I'll admit, I think it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's one thing, like, when we ate at Blue Water Grill, everything we ate was worth the price. It's like, wow, this food is phenomenal. Like, I would have paid, the ironic thing is that City Crab was more expensive than Blue Water Grill.
Right.
And at Blue Water Grill, I was like, wow, I would have paid three times the amount I paid for this food, because it's so good. And at City Crab, I was like, wow, I'm paying three times the amount for food that I think sucks.
Right.
It was just so boring. The menu was like, you know, crab cakes, lobster, crab.
Right.
And I understand that it's a seafood place, but at the same time, like, it's New York City, it's Union Square, it's around these other restaurants. There should be more. And then Katya wanted to order something that was like this gigantic meal because she wanted scallops. They only had one scallop-based thing, and it called itself the Colossal Scallop, and it came with, like, steak and all this just crazy random lobster risotto and all this. She got it. The scallop was the size of a quarter.
Whoa.
So it was colossal, and the food just wasn't even very good. Like, we were eating and we were like, this is boring, and it just doesn't taste very good. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
So there's a giant crab there, though.
There is. There's floating a giant, above the entrance.
Yeah, floating.
And near the entrance, they have a big, huge basket full of Andes mints.
Right.
So we just filled up on those on the way out.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So you had a good dinner then.
Mm-hmm.
And those are romantic.
Oh, definitely.
Because they're mints.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily have little sweet sayings on them. Like,
well, you can write them on.
Be mine forever. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I use a permanent marker.
Yeah, I just took took one of those fine tip Sharpies, and I wrote, you know, like, my Valentine's Day, I have always had a problem with those little candies because they aren't specific enough for me. They say, like, I'm too cool. Or hot bod.
There are sentence fragments, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's, like, no verbs, which is weird. They rarely even say things like hug me, because I think it's probably a PC thing. You don't want kids giving out things that, you know. But I want to make a brand of them that's really specific, that you can give to people who, as an adult, you're interested in. So instead of too cool or hot bod, it says, you know, like, blow me.
Right.
Episode 5, done. Check.
Check it off.
Yep. Got a big list of episodes. This is 5.
Yeah, you do actually have on the corkboard, you have a big, it's 1 through, actually 511.
Yep.
And you just checked off number 5.
That's right.
Finished.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode.
Right. 6. 6 is next.
Yep.
If you notice, though, we take a break after 6 and go right to 9.
Yeah, well, that fluffs it. It's called fluffing.
Yeah.
Which, don't confuse it with the other meaning of the word fluffing,
right?
But it actually makes it seem like we have done more, because when you know they're looking at episode 9, they've done 9, you know, it makes you feel more important.
Yeah, I don't know if you also noticed, I skipped 200 through 400. We go 1 through 199 and then skip right to 401.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so that's gonna really seem like people are gonna download number 401 and they're gonna go, oh man, what did I miss?
They're gonna look for the episodes.
Yeah, they go, oh my god, it's one
which will be available on eBay for a lot of money, which we'll sell,
right?
Because people are like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah, and if you do the math, if we're doing one a week and we're at 5, to get to 400 will be like 395 weeks from now. Which is a really, really long time.
Right.
So by then, eBay will be in your brain.
Oh, so eBrain.
eBrain. So all you'll do is go, search for Garrett Murray podcast. That's how you'll talk.
You have to talk like a robot?
Yeah, and it will go bleep, 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 bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep. That's what you'd hear in your ears.
Yeah. And then you'll get a bunch of pop-ups like, oh, damn it, close. No clothes, and then that one will come up, and you'll be like, "Oh, shoot the spider, free iPod," and then you'll get to the buy the podcast, and then it'll immediately download, and a little cartridge will come out of your butt, and it will have the podcast on it.
Hopefully, yeah.
In written form only, unfortunately.
Oh.
Anyway, episode 5, it's done. Episode 6 is coming soon. As always, send us your feedback. You can do so on the website. It's very easy now. Click the feedback button, fill out the form, you can choose to have us display it publicly or not, obviously. And as always,
you're going to attach a nude picture of yourself, and we'll show it on the internet.
Yeah, even if you say not to, even if you accidentally attach a nude picture, it's going on the internet.
Yeah, those are the best. We've actually gotten about, what would you say, 10 pictures so far of people who accidentally send in nude pictures, and later I followed up like, hey, I accidentally sent a nude picture, can you delete it? And those will be going up in the pod.
Yeah, those will be available this weekend. In all their glory, full frame too. I didn't even compress them. It'll be like,
right. You just cropped it to the genitalia.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I feel like, you know, you should just get in on the good stuff right away. You know, that's how when I see something I like, you know, I hone in, I target it. I'm like an animal.
You are like that.
Yeah. I don't waste time with the face. None of that. Right for the gonads.
That's right. Yeah. When you were single, actually, I looked at it through your porn collection. It was just genitalia.
Yeah, that's right. I cropped everything. I wrote a Photoshop action called Crop to Crotch. That's all it does. Just right on the crotch. Cut out all the fluff, you know?
Yeah.
Just show me the good stuff. You can post feedback in the iTunes music store as well, because we love to collect it there. You can also rate the show, which is great. We've been getting a lot of good feedback, so keep it coming. And
yeah, it's been great hearing a lot of people happy with the show.
Yeah, thrilled, actually, I would say.
Yeah, people enjoying it. So tell your friends.
Yeah, that's definitely. That's all I gotta say. Tell everyone. I'd be fine if you made a banana, you know, a sandwich board. It's like Gary Murray Podcast, walk around with it.
Yeah, we should actually have a street team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you that's know, a that, good idea. I like that.
You know, get out there, promote. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get a free podcast.
Yeah, you will get all the episodes for free.
Yeah, if you want, if you go out there and sell a show and get more listeners, you will receive the Garrett Murray Podcast for free of charge.
Right. That's true. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
For a sandwich board, I think it's totally worth it. I mean, we're
busting. You get to make your own sandwich board. We won't make it for you.
Right, not included.
Because we don't know how to make them. That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. All right.
Yeah, street team is on. I like that idea. We're gonna make that happen.
Good night.
Good night.
Au revoir. Collection. It was just genitalia.
Yeah, that's right. I cropped everything. I wrote a Photoshop action called Croptagons. Hold on, let me do that again. I wrote a Photoshop action actually called Cropped Balls. No, wait, that makes you sound gay.
Whoops.
My bad. that was a slip. The Freudian slip. Alright. I was gonna say cropped and nuts.